I was already having a stressful day, and then I came downstairs to record the podcast, and my dog just peed all over the entire basement. And I've had dogs for 40 straight years, every day of my life for 40 years. So I get it. Stuff happens. But come on, dog. I was home. You could have told me you wanted to go out. So I just turned into basically angry Jerry Seinfeld, like, why'd you pee all over the floor? I was home. What are you doing? So now I have to record a comedy podcast and somehow summon to be in a fake good mood so I don't sound like this for the entire episode. How many people have tuned out already? For those of you still here, at least I'm having a better day than Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, resigned on Tuesday at midday. Comedian John Fugelsang tweets, Andrew Cuomo resigns and New York governor has now replaced New Jersey governor as the Spinal Tap drummer of government jobs. That is true. New York's been through three straight guys not doing so well in the end, and Jersey, I think, two straight, maybe three straight. Who can keep track? Mark Normand tweeted, Doctor in 2020, don't touch your face. Cuomo, okay, I'll just touch everyone else's. From the Daily Show account, ostensibly Trevor Noah tweets, New York has successfully flattened the perv. Comedian Anthony DeVito tweets, poor bastard, he can kiss having a crosstown highway named after him, goodbye. And Anthony DeVito tweets, this feels worse than when Rocky lost. I'm sure Late Night will have a lot for us in the morning. Meanwhile, Late Night is back, baby, and they caught up on the Olympics. Seth Meyer said the 2020 Tokyo Olympics ended, and the U.S. athletes brought home 39 gold medals, 41 silvers, 33 bronze, and four new variants. Quality, Seth. The closing ceremony for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics happened, which because of COVID were actually held in 2021, which means it's only three more years until the 2024 Olympics are postponed to 2027. David Spade, guest hosting for Kimmel, said, I hope you enjoyed them. Because with global warming, even the Winter Olympics will soon be the Summer Olympics. Jimmy Fallon, it was a magical 2 weeks. Night after night, Americans gathered around the TV to see the events, where we already saw who won on Twitter. David Spade, now that the games are done, the only place for an athlete to get herpes in a foreign country is on Bachelor in Paradise. Quality Fallon. Now if you want to watch physical excellence, you'll have to watch a flight attendant duct tape a drunk guy to his seat. From the New York Post, Sebastian Maniscalco couldn't perform on stage during the pandemic, so he used that time to create his new cooking series. Well done with Sebastian Maniscalco. Maniscalco, 48 years old now, told the Post. I was looking to get in the cooking space for the last 5 to 7 years. I have a passion for the culinary arts, and I was like, what could we do? Nothing resonated with me until the pandemic. A buddy of mine, Dominic, his business was decimated. He provides meats and cheeses to local restaurants in LA as his own line of Italian food products. They decided to throw a Sunday supper to raise money for charity and to promote Dominic's business to Maniscalco's huge fan base. 1.1 million followers on Instagram. Slightly more than I have at Daily Comedy News on Instagram. Get your million friends on there, friend. Sebastian said, it worked out. It was a really big success. And I thought, this is really fun. Let's do a TV show combining my two passions, comedy and food. Sebastian Maniscalco trying to steal George Lopez's corner. George, why don't you have a TV show about tacos? Sebastian said, I wanted to do it around things that interest me in the culinary arts, and it also comes from having two small kids. Being a father, I want to teach them, like, how to make bread, or take them fishing, or show them how to bait the hook. This show premieres tomorrow on Discovery Plus. It is called Well Done with Sebastian Maniscalco. Spoilers, in the opening episode, they go on a boat, and Maniscalco gets violently ill after their departure. He excuses himself to go to the bathroom. He said, I knew that I would get seasick, and I was thinking maybe this would be different. It's a bigger boat, a commercial boat, and within 5 minutes I was on the floor. I figured being a larger boat, I wouldn't have as much as a problem, but that thing was shaking. It was all real, so it made for good TV. They caught some fish, came back home. Maniscalco learns how to properly gut and fillet a fish, not without some hiccups. But he says, there's a difference between performing stand-up and hosting a series. Stand-up is a lot of pressure because of the immediate response. If you're not funny doing stand-up, then there's going to be a problem. Here, there's a different kind of pressure. You know, you have to be funny, but for me, the TV show wasn't all about that. It was never forced. But this is a comedy cooking show, and I was well aware of that going in. A lot of the talk-to-the-camera stuff was written jokes, so we knew we had that. I knew the last would come out of the situation I put myself in. 7 episodes in future installments. Maniscalco and Russell Peters explored the similarities between sushi and comedy. Yeah. There's a meat-centric dinner party with guests including Bert Kreischer and Angela Johnson. All right. Hunting for sandwiches with Rich Eisen. Weird booking. Fortune Feimster, Gillian Jacobs, and Oscar Nunez. All right. The premiere features three episodes, with one episode a week following every Thursday thereafter. Why are you burning off three episodes tomorrow, Discovery Plus? Sebastian says you're going to have a little smile on your face while you're learning about a particular food or making a dish. People like to tune in and kind of forget their problems for 30 minutes, and this is similar to what I do with stand-up comedy. Escape a little bit and have a little fun watching a cooking show and laughing at the same time. George Lopez, you have to get in on this, man. Come on. The Hollywood Reporter has the cast update for Hulu's How I Met Your Father. Yeah, it's like How I Met Your Mother, but sounds really terrible. The 10-episode comedy stars Hilary Duff. She plays Sophie, who is telling her son the story of how she met his father. The series revolves around Sophie and her close-knit group of friends. You get it. It's How I Met Your Mother, but they flip the sex. You get it. The rest of the cast: Chris Lowell plays Jesse. Jesse's an aspiring musician who works as an Uber driver to really date the show and to make ends meet. He's described as having an edge and cynical about love, and who lives with his best friend, Tom. But what's interesting to me is I don't see a character description for someone named Tom. Who knows? Who cares? Francia Reza plays Valentina. She's Sophie's roommate. The character is an aspiring stylist and Sophie's great friend. She's impulsive, adventurous. Sophie relies on Valentina's ability to cheer her up when she gets down. Valentina, listen to this plot twist. Valentina has just returned from London Fashion Week with the gorgeous Brit Charlie. Charlie, played by Tom Ainsley, he's an aspiring model who fell in love with Valentina at London Fashion Week and who followed her to New York. The son of conservative aristocrats, Charlie's a great guy, but he's been living in a rich person's bubble his whole life. Tian Tran from Space Force will portray Ellen, who's Jesse's adopted sister, who just moved to New York from a small farming town after separating from her wife. Did you get all that? It's Jesse's adopted sister who just moved to New York from the small farming town after separating from her wife. Ellen is more comfortable on an organic lettuce field than at a Brooklyn dive bar. Wow. Suraj Sharma rounds out the cast as Sid. Sid is Jesse's roommate and best friend. Now, who is Jesse again? Jesse is the musician Uber driver who lives with Tom, but now this character seems to be named Sid, or maybe there are two roommates. Are Sid and Tom the same person, or are there three people? Who cares? Sid, Jesse's roommate and best friend, he's a new bar owner, and he plays the optimist to Jesse's cynicism. No date yet. The comedy was picked up straight to series in April after two previous attempts had been passed over. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Palace Intrigue. Those are those horrible people that gossip about the royal family. Who writes that show? What a jerk. Leave Meghan Markle alone. Did you see Prince Andrew? Yeah, he's getting sued. Nothing funny about that topic. We do talk about it on Palace Intrigue, a daily podcast about the royal family. I mean, it's kind of a big story, but nothing funny about it for this show. So if you want to hear that, Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your podcasts. The death of Trevor Moore continues to bother me. The New York Times did an obit, and they said Trevor's death was confirmed by the LA County Medical Examiner coroner, who said that Mr. Moore had died in a yard on a residential block in the Franklin Hill section of the city, the same block where public records showed he had lived. He was killed in an accident. That's all we know. The statement did not provide details of the accident. No additional information. The medical examiner's office said it would conduct an autopsy. The Times reminded me of this sketch in which a White House press secretary reveals more and more details about an unlikely turn of events on a secret United States space station on the moon that has been taken over by bears. The press secretary said, "We believe they may be involved in some sort of intergalactic drug cartel, perhaps affiliated with one of the interstellar wizard alliances." Stunned reporters try to absorb the shocking news when one finally asks, "You wouldn't happen to be invading Iran today, would we?" And the press secretary goes, "You got me." I will have a lot about the whitest kids you know on Saturday. There is a fantastic Salon article that was referenced in the New York Times obit. And I'm like, oh, that'll make for a good half an episode. So more about the whitest kids you know on Saturday. From Variety, the comedy recordings by legendary singer, actor, and filmmaker Rudy Ray Moore have been sold to the independent label 800 Pound Gorilla Records. I feel like we talked about this a couple weeks back, but hey, Variety's writing about it, so I'll mention it again. The main Dolemite comedy catalog includes over 40 of the late comedian's most famous recordings, as well as unreleased masters with outtakes from his comedy shows, instrumental tracks, and more. The albums include Eat Out More Often, The Dirty Dozen House Party, Greatest Hits, This Ain't No White Christmas, Dolemite for President, Return of Dolemite, Superstar, 50 Years of Cussing, The Beatnik Scene, the Rudy Ray Moore album, I Can't Believe I Ate the Whole Thing, Live in Concert, The Player, The Hustler, Sweet Peter Cheater, The Turning Point, Close Encounter of the Sex Kind, that's hack, The Sensuous Black Man, and many more. A Suit at a 800-pound Gorilla Record says, my utmost priority was to bring new life to Rudy Ray Moore's classic comedy recordings and help further his legacy for many years to come. Another Suit said, owning a piece of history like Rudy Ray Moore's Dolemite comedy catalog is a dream come true. I will personally make sure the recordings live on. That is your comedy news for today. All right, what you're going to do, you're going to tell one of your friends, hey, I listen to this podcast every day. I think the guy's insane and he's obsessed with George Lopez, but you should listen to it. It's called Daily Comedy News. What you do is you get out your phone, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, you search for Daily Comedy News, and you push the follow button, and then you listen every day, and he's like, he complains about his dog, or I don't know what his problem is, but you should listen to it. It's kind of fun. That's what you're going to do today, and I'll meet you back here tomorrow. Thanks.